This is Optimal Relationships Daily, episode 587. How to Make a Great Day Even Greater, part 2, by Christine Klusman of ChristineKlusman.com. Happy Tuesday to ya! I'm Joss Marie, and I'm here every Monday through Friday to narrate from some of the best relationship blogs we can find. But before we continue, I'd just like to give a big thank you to Solid Gold. Solid Gold has been revolutionizing the holistic pet food industry since 1974. They have a huge range of natural and holistic dry and canned foods for both cats and dogs. Solid Gold is offering our listeners 30% off your first order by visiting solidgoldpet.com/ORD. That's solidgoldpet.com/ORD for 30% off your first order. Remember, solidgoldpet.com/ORD. And right now, I'll be covering part 2 of a post from Christine Klusman. So if you're new here, you'll probably want to check out yesterday's episode first to hear part 1. That's episode 586. But if you're here for part 2, let's get right back into it and continue optimizing your life. How to Make a Great Day Even Greater, part 2, by Christine Klusman of ChristineKlusman.com. A continuation from Cultivating Love Bursts. In just a few short seconds of flashing through these many different areas of awareness, I was able to whip up a huge heartburst towards this teacher to the point where it felt like a pinch me, I can't believe how lucky I am to be experiencing this kind of moment. And I got full-blown goosebumps. In contrast to all the other parent-teacher conferences I've had, that one stood out as the most meaningful by far, and the memory of it still feeds me to this day. Another benefit of this practice is noticing how the other person responds to you as you internally direct your feelings of love to them. Your eyes will sparkle more, you will smile more warmly, your body language will be open and loving. In short, it can cast a magical spell over the interaction. Your loving attention becomes contagious as mirror neurons in the other person begin receiving your signal and responding in kind. This practice takes you one step beyond simply being present-focused by intentionally heightening your close connection, appreciation, and recognition of the meaning in your activities. You choose the life you are living, and in this practice, you are choosing to find it rewarding and fulfilling on a day-by-day, hour-by-hour basis. Your connected moments of reverie also tend to build on themselves, and the more you practice this, the more easily and often they come, until eventually, it's a reflexive habit. And number 2, write it up. Journaling is an incredibly immediate way to amplify and deepen any experience you have, and several studies have been done on the effectiveness of journaling in this regard. Our lab recently studied the impact of journaling about one's experiences of self-connection versus journaling generically about the day's activities. Consistent with the prior studies, we found that the people who journaled about moments they felt connected to themselves actually came away feeling and continued to feel more connected to themselves than the non-specific journaling group did. There are many processes at play when we journal that contribute to deepening awareness, learning, memory, and clarity. If you already like to journal, then this is an easy tool for cultivating meaning. If you aren't a journaler, the power of this approach may make you a convert. Start by creating a list of all the things in your life that bring you meaning. Try to be as expansive, diverse, broad, and inclusive in your categories as possible. In my list, for example, I had things like my photographs, my paintings, laughing with friends, helping my kids with homework, and so on. Dedicate a couple of pages in your journal to this list because even though you may not come up with much at first, it's likely that more and more things will occur to you later on. I like to keep my list and jot things down on my phone so that I don't have to rely on memory and can keep capturing those butterflies as they occur to me. What's helpful about this exercise is that you end up with a nice long list of the things you care about the most. This really helps you to get to know yourself better, and even without making an overt effort, reminds you to steer your ship more in the direction of these things. The second way to use journaling to amplify meaningful experiences is an evening journaling session. At the end of each day, take 5 minutes to reflect and write about what was most meaningful to you that day. You tend to relive the experience as you remember it, complete with the chemical reactions in your body. The release of oxytocin you get from experiencing something positive, for example, increases the likelihood that your brain will start to rewire and be more inclined towards noticing and experiencing and re-experiencing meaning. After just a few days about journaling about meaning, you will be amazed at how your brain becomes more attuned to notice, pause, and more deeply savor and relive meaningful encounters in your life, doubling your emotional and physiological reward. This journaling exercise is very similar in feel and content to a gratitude journal, which is another powerfully beneficial habit. My meaning journal ultimately morphed into a gratitude journal that I found to be such a positive and rewarding way to end my day that I have kept it going for 3 years straight, recording the most meaningful encounters of my day. Today, my journal is a gorgeous leather-bound piece of art that includes famous quotes from my kids, memorable interactions with people, beautiful moments I noticed, or things I am proud of myself for. It has turned into a golden Bible filled with precious and priceless moments of my life, my most prized possession. I hope that I'll be fortunate enough to live a long life, because I love to imagine how gratifying it would be to relive those cherished, beautiful moments that would otherwise fade away. My friends and I used to joke and say to each other, "If I die, find my journal and burn it." Like many people, we use journals to vent our negativity. Now, my journal of beauty and meaning makes me want to tell them, "If I die, find my journal and let everyone I love read it." You just listened to part 2 of the post titled, "How to Make a Great Day Even Greater" by Christine Klusman of ChristineKlusman.com. And thank you once again to our friends at Solid Gold. Solid Gold was founded by Sissy McGill, who created a natural pet food because she believed her dogs deserved the very best in terms of natural and healthy food. Sissy believed that other pets deserved the same and built a strong social community of pets and their owners. 4 decades later, Solid Gold boasts an extensive range of natural and holistic drying canned foods for both dogs and cats. Right now, Solid Gold is offering our listeners 30% off your first order by visiting solidgoldpet.com/ORD. That's solidgoldpet.com/ORD for 30% off your first order. Remember, solidgoldpet.com/ORD. And just real quick before we go, I just want to say something quick about Christine's post. I love how she talks about her personal journal being made up of her favorite moments of the day, like quotes from her kids, special moments she may have shared with people, or beauty she may have noticed. Yep, I think she just inspired me to do the same. So thank you to Christine for that. I really appreciate it. But with that, I'm going to go ahead and wrap it up. Have a wonderful rest of your day, and hopefully I'll see you again tomorrow, where your optimal life awaits.